This week, I'll celebrate my 13th wedding anniversary. I will also be celebrating the 14th anniversary of my reconnection with music. Coincidence? No. They're part of a divine master plan that will come to pass if I can just get out of my own way. I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. This show is a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Show notes can be found on our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's muchmore2say.weebly.com. And now, on with the show. In my intro, I forgot to mention that this Wednesday also marks 14 years to the day that I first made contact with Celia, the woman I was lucky enough to marry. In fact, we got married exactly 1 year after the day we first made contact. That was February 19th. We jokingly tell people that we met at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, that's just a harmless little fib. The truth is that our first contact was made online on Friday, February 19th, 2010. At the time, admitting to online dating was not as popular as it is today. That's because in 2023, the reason why it's different is that in 2023, nearly 400 million people are using online dating sites to meet people. That's roughly 21% or 84 million users who are actually using these services while living in the United States. We met for coffee 2 days after our initial contact at the Starbucks on Gilead Road in Huntersville, North Carolina. I was so nervous that it took me nearly 1 hour to get there from my home. Normally, that trip takes about 10 minutes, and that's with traffic. Now, the staff patiently waited as we talked for almost 3 hours. Could have shown my appreciation by at least helping them close the place down. I would have gladly mopped the floor or taken out the trash, but they just smiled and wished us a good night. That week, Celia invited me to accompany her to the church where she served as music director. I accepted, and I was totally blown away by how well she sang and played piano. I wanted to join her on stage, which is something I had not done in over 20 years at the time. I knew most of the hymns that were sung that day, so I was able to add a bass voice to the congregation. Unfortunately, my vocal range has shrunk so much that singing tenor is permanently out of the question, and I mean even today. As we moved along through the years, Celia and I began making music together. She didn't just give me permission to do more than just listen to her sing and play. She encouraged me to join in on the fun. So at first, I would fat finger my way through the songs, somehow convincing the audience that I was a serviceable pianist. Early on, in my rediscovery stage, I wanted to put together a band consisting of singers as well as instrumentalists. Along with Celia and me on keys, I wanted a bassist, guitarist, percussionist, and some vocalist. And on a good day, maybe some horns here and there. That's the lineup I used in my prior life, so it was familiar to me. Celia had an even better idea. She suggested that we make it just a duo consisting of the two of us. Now, it took me getting turned down by several musicians along the way. When I asked them to play, they said, I don't want to do it. So it took me getting turned down by a lot of musicians to agree to try it her way. And as is mostly the case, she was correct. It was during this period that I swapped out playing piano for the electric bass. That proved to be a good move that was really long overdue. With the help of some YouTube videos, I was able to go from zero to playing publicly in only 8 weeks. On occasion, we were joined by other musicians, but I admit that I preferred it with just Celia and me on stage. And that seemed to be the preference of everyone else, since we kept getting calls for the two of us to play across the Carolinas. While it was a lot of fun getting paid to play, which we did quite often, I enjoyed that each gig was followed by a date night. Sometimes we would eat out at a restaurant, while other times we would visit a grocery store and raid their bakery section. But either way, we would be hanging out together. Now, life soon got in the way of our music. As many of you know, Celia had to undergo 2 hip replacement surgeries. The second came with complications that forced her to be hospitalized more than she or me, or I should say, would have liked. As you may recall, I was hospitalized twice in the past 4 years. The first time was for congestive heart failure, while the second time was for a GI bleed. Both situations were scary and set me back both physically and emotionally, but they're now under control. And through it all, we have continued our dating rituals, which we now refer to simply as our adventures. Although we haven't been inside of that Starbucks since our first date, we still drive past it several times a week. That's because it's directly across the street from my cardiologist, my nephrologist, Celia's pharmacy, and 3 of our favorite grocery stores, as well as a short walk from one of our banks. In other words, it sits in the center of our quaint and quiet little life that we've made for ourselves in suburbia. Because we still do frugal quite well, Celia and I will probably just exchange cards and have lunch at our favorite diner in town. Of course, we will hit the closest grocery store and raid both the bakery and the candy aisle. And that's okay because we have gym memberships. And while Celia really loves flowers, there are some that she's allergic to. Now all I need is to get her the wrong kind or the right kind sprayed with the wrong preservatives or pesticides and have her sneezing for hours on end. Now that would make me feel horrible. On our first date, I told Celia that we would be together for at least 50 years. Starting from when we first met, we've been together for 14 years. So that means that I must live to be 102 years old to make my prediction come true. So, how do I get to be a centenarian? I must eat healthy, exercise, and continue to take my medications as prescribed. Doing those things will help to physically keep me going. But what about my emotional and spiritual needs? The two things that come to mind to keep me holistically healthy both involve my wife, Celia. And they are to keep dating, that's dating, as well as to keep making music together. Now, we've got the dating part under control. Down pat, so to speak. Now, all we have to do is to go into the front room of the house, shake off the rust, knock off the dust, and start playing. Taking a couple of paying gigs along the way, now that won't hurt either. Today's quote is from American country music superstar Garth Brooks. Music keeps you eternally young. It just does. What I love about it now is touring without the guilt. Now it's like nothing is being held back. It's like you get to eat mashed potatoes with both hands instead of one. It's fantastic. Until next time, this is Ken Boone. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's much more, the number two, say.weebly.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our weekly blog, where you will find audio, video posts, essays, and the latest news and notes.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network.